Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. So glad you're listening. We're talking about a leadership challenge today. A lot of us think just because we're the owner of the company, in fact, you know, that we're leaders. Well, you may have leadership somehow related to what's on your business card. But listen, my CEOs, I want to give you a challenge today. No matter how young you are as a leader or how old you are in there, I want to give you a leadership challenge because there's seven qualities, seven things you need to be doing as a leader. So the first thing is do you hold your staff accountable for results? Okay, you're the leader, the CEO, the founder. You got the startup going. You're running this company for 20 years. Who do you hold accountable? Who directly underneath of you do you hold accountable for results? I don't have to have long conversations during the week with my staff, but I have about five critical people that I expect results from, and I hold them accountable for those results. I had a conversation this week and I was just like, hey, listen, you know, we're 9 months into this year now and the money has not been like it should. I want to have that conversation. It's a very uncomfortable conversation, but I want them to know that this year and going forward, it cannot continue at this level. So I hold them accountable for results that we agreed on. Maybe it's at the start of the year or if we've got some type of campaign going on. But I have to hold them accountable for that. If not, me telling them, hey, I expect your division to do such and such, and I don't hold them accountable to that, I never call them out on it, well, they're never going to reach it. So there needs to be accountable. Accountability. There you go. Next, you kick them in the tail a little bit, and we get ready to get to that. But you have this accountability, then they don't reach it, and then, you know, I was getting ready to say, there's some, you got to kick them in the tail a little bit. There's admonishment. I mean, this is where they're not performing at the level you want them to. Well, what are you going to do? Just so you know, you can't get rid of everybody. Or just fire them. No, you can't. Sometimes you have partners and that's not as easy. You can't do it as easy as you like to. Because number one, you may have some contracts that prevent that from happening, different things. But it doesn't matter. Because you're a leader, your goal is to grow people. And so in your admonishment, this is where you warn them of potential danger. And warning them, maybe their position may change. Maybe their compensation package may change. Their bonuses may change. You alert them of things that you just see out in the horizon within the industry that you don't think maybe they've taken notice of. This is where you give them caution. I always share, this is a common, you know, statement that I'll make to my leadership staff. I say, I don't want to be right, but I have a really good feeling that something bad is going to happen. I'll share with them what I see around the corner. Typically, it's with a client. I just get that feeling. They'll start telling me conversations that they've had or where they're at in relation to maybe a large-scale job, and I don't like it. There's nothing about it, and I know there's problems around the corner. And so I throw out caution, and I tell them, I don't know if you see this, but I'm telling you, this is how this is going to play out. Well, what is my leadership challenge? Well, I hold them accountable, and I have to admonish them when things aren't going the way I'd like to see them go. But next, third, I give them affirmation. I pat them on the back all the time when they're doing something great. And in general conversation, you just want them to feel like that you're glad that they're on, you want them to know that you're glad they're on your team. Because if not, they'll be on somebody else's. So there needs to be affirmation in your leadership. You got to be able to pat people in the back. And I have found that very few things go further than you did a great job. Man, you're doing fantastic. Well, we love having you. Can't imagine not having you on this team. Okay? I definitely utilize those words quite a bit. All right. Next, opportunities. As a leader, you need to create opportunities for your staff. Really talented people are kind of like Pac-Man. you know, the old game where it just eats up everything that you pointed in the direction of and you try to eat up all the dots within the screen. Really good staff, really good team members, great partners. That's what they're like. They just want more and more and more and more. Now, the secret as a leader is giving them opportunities that fit their skills, fits within what they're already working on, so there's some level of synergy there. Sometimes they'll take on more than they can handle, and then they're going to blow up. And then what they were doing good, they don't do good anymore because they become overextended. So it's your job to give them opportunities. But again, when you give opportunities, make sure it's within their giftedness. Make sure it's not a self-centered opportunity where you're just giving it to them because nobody else will do it or you don't want to do it. So give opportunities, but again, don't be self-serving in them. Okay, sometimes you give advice. I let my staff know, and there's a big difference between admonishment. This is where you kind of sense something's going wrong. This is the warning. This is the, you know, you're waving the flag to try to say, hey, slow down here, or the caution signal. Advice is I make myself available to all my high-level leaders that they can reach me at any time during the day. And I get a call every few weeks, got one last week, by a partner in one of my companies where our competitor is struggling and they reached out to us to see if we would be interested in some level of partnership with them. And this is where I can give advice, having been in business. I say, you never buy out your competitor when they're getting ready to go out of business or they're struggling. Let them die a slow death themselves. I go, now they're not formidable. They can't oppose you. They're hurting. So my advice to them was, no, we're not going to partner with them. And I kind of shared with them how we're going to word it, like a nice way of letting them know that we're doing really good. Sorry, you're struggling, but we can't take on any additional fulfillment responsibilities right now. My advice, simply put, was no, we're not going to partner with them. We're not going to, you know, throw them a life vest. But I get asked advice all the time by my partners because they know that I'm accessible. I'm accessible. Next, I need to advance them. I want them to grow in the time they are with me. I want someone to go so much further. You know, I meet them at point A, and I want them to go to point D, E, F. I want them to grow as a leader. I want them to grow in their understanding of business in general, so that if they ever ran their own company, they could. I mean, I want them to advance. I want them, you know, to be able to say my name 10 years from now. Man, I tell you, he was tough. He's a pain in the you know what, but he definitely helped me get to where I am right now. You know, I always want that to be the the sentiment. So I need to advance people underneath me. Another thing that I do is I like to give them access to my network. Within my phone, you know, people over 25 years, I can advance them. There's an introduction I can make to make their life a lot easier in certain situations that they get in. If you're a leader of an organization, you know that you can advance people. Well, look for opportunities to advance people and then give them access to your, you know, the old phrase, your Rolodex, now, you know, your contact list. Can you connect someone within your sphere of influence? This may be outside your company, but that's leadership. Where you can make a certain introduction, it would take this person 10 years down the road because you have an introduction that you can make. You have access. I remember when I wrote my first book, I had so many people help me, give me advance, you know, advance me to let me talk to this person or talk to this person to help me put that book together. That I could have never done it. That's what leaders do. Next, my challenge, and this is the challenge I have for myself, and I give it to you, is I want to give life. I want the time they were with me to be life changing. That means financially, I want to advance them further than they ever imagined. I want them to have a level of freedom that they never imagined. People that come, you know, work within my spirit, I don't keep track of their time. Okay, they have tremendous freedom, but I will hold them accountable for results, but I give them great freedom. because that's life-changing. Typically, it came from a job, you know, 9 to 5, something like that. And I want financial freedom. One of my partners, you know, just bought a BMW and just bought a house in the last 12 months. I love that. I love that. I love when people, you know, again, within my orbit, doing so well. I want the time with me to be life-changing. And I think this is what leadership is. And this is my leadership challenge to the CEOs. This is my CEO mentoring edition. We do this every week. What I want to see you do, what I encourage you to do, is hold your staff accountable. I want you to affirm your staff, build them up, admonish them, give them warnings, alerts, cautions. Give them opportunities so they can advance. Give them advice. Be available to them. So that you can, you know, give them, there's certain things they can ask me. I've already made that failure before. I can save them so much aggravation. No, trust me, I tried it that way. That did not work. Advance them. You want them to grow in their time with you through the industry, through the position they're in. They start at this position, they end at this position. I want to give them access to my network of people. If ever I can, and it can make them, you know, make life so much easier for them, advance them. And I want it just to be life-changing, simply put, financially. I want them to go further. I want them to have a level of freedom. I want them to have a level of comprehension within business that's so far from where they were. And it's life-changing now because they could run their own company. Hey, they could go run somebody else's company. This is Sean Castorina. This is the mentoring edition where I mentor CEOs of startup companies to, you know, you've been doing it 40 years. I don't have the time to do it one-on-one, and I can only do it, you know, in a certain scale at that level. So I make this podcast available. I do hope it helps you. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. Incredible at just helping you give you more sales, get more, you know, just so many more eyeballs on your website, on your products, on your services. Or you just don't understand marketing. You don't know how to attract and attract customers or target customers, reach out to getstartedmarketing.com.